Always a sweet home. 这次去有良多的收获。
So this time I got some good report.
也谢谢大家的带导。
So and also thank you for your prayers.
那我在一边讲神的话语的时候，一边我把这些见证呢也会来带出来。
So while I share the word of God, I will also bring out my testimony while I was in Montreal.
Let's turn to,
It's okay.
Okay, let's turn to Philippians, chapter 1:6.
那我们翻到腓立比书。
Yeah, I can start reading from verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you.
那我先从第三节开始读。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
In all my prayers for all of you,
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，
I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
常是欢欢喜喜祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Being confident of this,
那我也深信。
That he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功
Until the day of Christ Jesus
直到耶稣基督的日子
这里特别是使徒保罗的一个祷告
So it's a prayer from the Apostle Paul
This 祷告
It's okay.
I'm really thankful because her English and the Chinese both are really good. 他说：“明逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。”
It says that in all my prayers, I always thank God for you.
So, when this time when we're in Montreal, sometimes we think about people.
你要讲中文还是讲？
I need to ask my wife to pray for me more. I think in the last few days, two weeks, actually, I didn't sleep well.
那我需要就是我老婆为我祷告，因为之前的几个星期、两个星期都没有睡得太好。
Actually, our relatives treat us really well.
那我们的亲人呢，对我们非常好。
Every day, good meals.
每天都吃得很好。
Till a point, I told them.Today we are not going to go to restaurant.
直到有一天，我跟他说，今天我们真的不能再去餐馆了。
The one of the problem of eating so well is I couldn't sleep well.
因为就是我吃太多，我就睡不好。
You know, most of the Chinese meals they are in the evening, and start from 7 until 10.
因为中国的晚餐他们都是从七点一直吃到晚上10点。That's why we all very sleep.
Yeah. So anyways, when I was there, I sometimes really think about, a lot about going home.
那我在那里的时候，我常想，哎，我回家。
But when I was here, I always think about actually Montreal.
那我在这里的时候呢，我心里常常想的就是蒙特利尔。
Why? Actually, this time I met many old friends in the Lord.
那因为什么呢？因为我在这一次呢，我在遇到很多主里的朋友。
So those friends, including Mary, was one of them.
那包括 Mary 也是其中的一个，就是老朋友。
I met them in '90s.
在九十年代的时候遇见他们。
And Lord used me to bring Holy Spirit this among this group of people.
那神也使用我呢，把这个圣灵带到这一群人当中。
And they were so thirsty.
那他们这样的饥渴。
Actually, when I was there, they were looking for me.
那他我在那里的时候，他们都在找我。
They said, "You know, I heard you come from Kansas City and filled with the Holy Spirit. Come to pray for us."
他们说，哎，我听说你们说你从 Kansas City 回来，你过来让这个圣灵来充满我们。
So there are dozens of people filled with the Holy Spirit, and then the miracles just follow them.
那这些人呢，就是有圣灵充满，然后呢，神迹奇事就随着他们。
I also shared here before.
那我之前在这里也分享过这个故事。
And a very exciting time.
也是一个非常就是刺激的一段经历。
And later on, they started a church.
那后来这群人呢，就开了一个教会。
So we from Church of Zion, including Pastor Daniel and a few other brothers and sisters, we fly there to help the church.
那当时就是我们西安教会，包括Daniel 牧师呢，我们就一起就飞到 Montreal 去帮助他们。
But however, after a few years, the church is gone, it's dissolved.
那过了几年以后呢，这个教会就解散了。
So, probably it's because we helped them too much. Joking.
可能我们帮了太多了。
Anyways, it was some a kind of pain in my heart.
那对我来说就是心里有一种伤痛。
And after so many years, this especially this time when I went back, I met all of them.
那特别是这一次我回去呢，我见到了他们所有的人。
They are serving in different churches, different ministries.
他们现在就是在不同的教会、不同的地方服事。
But the most amazing thing is that just like in this prayer.
但是呢，很奇特，就是在就像这样这个祷告当中一样。
Paul said, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of." Christ Jesus.
就像这里保罗写的，就是我深信在你们心里动了善功，必成全这日这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So what I feel this time is, Lord, give me such assurance that whatever the Lord has started, He will finish.
那神呢就给我这样的确据，就是呢，神开始的工作他一定会完成。
He will complete.
他一定会完成。
Actually, this is a prayer also in my heart for many years. When I pray, I always say, Jesus Christ, who's the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
这也是我一直在基督里的祷告，就是耶稣基督是开始的工作，他必要，他是起初，他是末后，他是开始的工作，他必要完成。
You know, many people, many of you, Lord, give you a revelation in your heart, which is very, very strong.
那有很多人呢，就是神给你一个启示，在你的心里边是一个非常强烈的。
About Jesus Christ. Who's Jesus Christ?
就是关乎耶稣基督，谁是耶稣基督？
You know, our Lord is very big.
你知道我们的神是很大的。
But He will reveal you something in your heart. You just hold on.
但是神呢，他也会启示一些东西在你的心里边，这些东西是你可以来抓
住。So this is your truth.
那这个就是你的真理。
Almost the truth of your life.
就是你生命的一个真理。
You never forget.
你也不会忘记的。
You never give up.
你也不会放弃。
When things happen, you know Lord has spoken to you.
当事情发生的时候，你知道神对你说过话。
Spoken to you very clearly.
对你很清楚的来讲话。
You know some people, as I remember Mary, when Jesus spoke to her, "I am the Lord Jesus Christ."
那我就想到，就是 Mary 姐妹，神就是对她亲自的说话，说我是你的主耶稣基督。
So she remembered this.
她就记住了这个。
She will preach this.
她也是为这个来宣讲福音。
For Pastor Gideon, our senior pastor in Church of Zion, he always pray. The Lord Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那我就想到我们西安教会的老牧师，那个基甸牧师，他就是这样的祷告，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Because in his heart,
那在他的心里呢
？The Lord is a Lord of generations.
因为这个神呢，这是世代的神。
God of generations.
是神，这个是世代的神。
Father, Son, even the third generation.
就是父子，还有甚至第三代的神。
That is his calling.
这是他的一个呼召。
He never gave up.
他也从来没有放弃。
I remember there was a time, all the pastors got to discuss, should we separate the young people from the older ones because they speak English?
那之前我记得有一段时间教会在祷告说，哎，要不要把年轻人跟年老的分开呢？因为呢，年轻人讲英文。
And also, we have many pastors. They are actually English speaking, and their children are English speaking.
那也很多牧师呢，他们本身就是讲英文的。当然，他们的孩子也都是讲英文的。
And our mother church's Cantonese is the main language and translating to English.
那我们这个母堂呢，它主要是讲广东话。那这个广东话翻译成英文。
I remember in one of the pastoral meetings, even Pastor David Demian was very frustrated because his sons, he has 7 children, when no one wanted to come to Church of Zion because they speak English.
Daniel?
No, no, no. 他是地面、
啊、地面 OK。 那我还记得就是当时在一个就是牧者团队的时候呢，当时这个帕斯地面地面牧师的时候，他有七个孩子，那他非常的困惑，因为这个七个孩子因为讲英文，所以他们不太愿意就是来这个教会。
However, Pastor Gideon just hold on. No, we are the Church of Generations. We just need the Cantonese and the English together.
那我的基建牧师就非常坚定说，不是的，我们这是一个世代的一个教会，我们需要英文也要广东话一起。
He just hold on to this revelation.
他就是为这个他的启示，就是紧紧抓住这个启示。
Indeed, the Lord used this revelation.
那确实神也使用了。这个给他的
这个启示。He and his son Caleb and the two generations, including many.
那他的儿子呢？加勒，然后还有包括还有其他的很多，就下一辈。
Including me, I'm a son in the Church of Zion.
那也包括我，我其实是这个教会的一个儿子。
So we are very united.
那我们就是非常的合一。
Because somebody hold on the revelation Lord has given to him.
因为呢，有人呢，就是紧紧的抓住神给他的启示。
This is very important.
这是很重要。
So wherever Pastor Gideon and Caleb go, they bring two generations like a revelation, a healing between generations.
那不管就是这个基甸牧师还是他的儿子啊，加勒，他们一起出去的时候呢，他们就带来这个就是。
Now for me, Lord gave me a revelation. Is Lord is the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
但是神给我的一个呼召，一个启示呢，就是神是我们为我们信心创始成终的神。
Whatever He has started, He will finish.
不管他开始的工作，他一定会完成。
He is able to finish.
他也能够完成。
He has no problem to finish.
他对他来说没有任何问题。
So.When I see this group of people in Montreal, we see what they are doing right now. I'm so joyful, so happy.
那我看到就是 Montreal 这些弟兄姐妹，我看到他们所做的事，我真的是非常的喜乐。
Because the Lord is using them and trained them in the last decade and matured, and now they are in different ministries, very powerful ministries.
那因为呢是在上个十年呢，神就是在训练他们，他们在不同的地方呢就在服侍，非常有力的在服侍。
I thought the church has dissolved.
我一开始我就觉得，哎，这个教会被解散。
It was very painful for me.
对我来说是很伤痛。
And but what happened was each one was matured in this decade and this 10 years, and they are.Now very strong in the Lord.
但是事实上，就是每一个人呢都在被神训练，而且变得就是非常的成熟在主里面。
There's one couple we met, and the husband is still a elder in this traditional church.
那我们有一个弟兄姐妹呢，这个丈夫，这个弟兄呢，他在一个非常传统的教会里边是一个领袖。
But he prays in tongues.
但是他也是用方言祷告。
But he said, Lord wanted me to submit.
他说神希望我能够顺服。
The Lord still wanted me to be the elder in this church.
那神还是希望我在这个教会成为长老。
So he amazing thing is that every time when he submit, miracles will happen.
每次当他顺服的时候呢，神迹就随着他。
They just had this young people's retreat.
他们最近呢有一个就是年轻人的退休会。
And the pastor and him and the elders, they have an agreement.
Agreement.
Yeah, they have an agreement of disagreement.
然后他们就是这个他呢，还有教会的长老，还有牧师呢，他们有一个同意的一个事情。
So the pastor says, I reserve that you speak in tongues and the works of Holy Spirit, but you can't do it.
就是他。什么意思？就是他
牧师不太同意
他讲方言，但是呢，也允许他。
Yeah, that's right. So it's an agreement of disagreement.
就是说在不能怎么翻译，不能同意下的一个允许。
同意一个 agreement. So last Sunday actually they were in a retreat.
那下个星期天呢，他们就是有一个退休会。
It's a youth retreat.
是一个年轻人的退休
会。In the youth retreat.And the pastor is supposed to preach.
那在这个退休会呢，这个牧师呢应该是要讲道。
And lead.
然后带领。
Somehow the pastor was not able to show up.
但是因为一些原因呢，这个牧师没有办法出来讲话。
So the pastor said, "You two elders, you just lead."
然后那个牧师就说，哎，你这两个长老，你们可以来带领。
Because the authority is given to them, they just lead in the Holy Spirit.
那因为权柄呢，给了他这两个长老，他们就在圣灵里面来带领。
So the people were healed, physically healed.
那在会中就是有人就是身体上得了医治。
And also homosexuals get healed.
还有就是关于同性恋也得了医治。
And this elder, he's also a businessman. He's very good at doing business.
那这个长老呢，他也是一个生意人哦，他生意做得也很好。
But he just loves the Lord.
但是他很爱主。
And many years, I lived in his home for about a month.
那很多年前呢，我其实在他家住过大概一个月的时间。
Before I met Susan.
就是在我认识 Susan 之前。
Maybe I told you about the story. I was detained in Montreal. I couldn't go to the Bible school. I had nowhere to go, nowhere to live. So this brother received me.
可能我之前有讲过，那当时呢，因为我没有办法，就是出道去美国读神学，那我也。没有地方住，所以我当时就在他家待了一个月。
So we had a very good fellowship.
那我们当时呢有很好的
become friends.
沟通，成为很好的朋友。
So he is amazing, and even he prayed for the people, his friends in China.
他就是为他中国的朋友祷告。
And went to China, and the friend says, "Tomorrow, maybe in a few days, I'm going to die. This is a few gifts. Which one you choose?" I give it to you.
那他这个朋友呢，在中国跟他说，哎，我过两天我就要死了，那我就是有几个礼物，你选一下吧，你想要哪一个？
And this brother didn't give up. He just prayed for him.
但是呢，这个弟兄呢，他没有就是放弃，他就一直为这个朋友来祷告。
And come back to get people together to pray for him.
他回到温哥加拿大以后，他也是就继续的为他这个朋友来祷告。
So after 5 years, his friend is still alive.
那五年之后，这个他的朋友呢还是活着。
So amazing things happen.
就很多这样的事情发生。
His wife also very fervent.
那他的太太也非常的火热。
I remember when I was living with this couple, his wife had the second daughter still in the womb.
那我还记得我当时住在他家的时候，这个太太呢怀着老二。
You know, they received me.
然后他们还是这样子
接受。Give me a room.
给我一个房间。
And the amazing, we met him very happy. His wife is just after the Lord, after the Holy Spirit.
那我真是很开心，因为这个太太真的是非常的追求神。
And this second daughter, who was in the womb when I was there, had a very interesting life too. Now it's 22 years old.
那当时怀的这个女儿呢，现在已经22岁了。那这个女儿呢，也有一个非常有趣的一个人生经历。
When she was a little, she's very, very rebellious.
那这个孩子小的时候呢，是非常非常叛逆。
The story is, now she just loves the Lord so much.
但是呢，但是她现在呢，非常非常的爱主。
And leading a lot of young people.
那也带领很多的年轻人。
And when we saw them, we were just only a few hours, and she and her mom was looking after one of the small store in the metro, the subway, you know.
那我们这次回去呢，跟他们在一起几个小时，他们现在就是在就是 subway 的一个地方开有一个小店。
That's amazing. I saw this daughter. I said, "Wow."
那我看到他的女儿，我就说 "Wow."
Very interesting.
很有趣。
Very amazing.
很神奇。
And the Lord is also, they talk about the meds for the children. Is that right? The Lord is leading them. Very special. Lord is leading them to have the right spouse.
那神也带领他们能够找到一个合适的配偶。
Yeah, very, very wonderful stories. It's going to unfold.
那之后这些故事会展开来讲。
You know, this is what the Lord has started. Here, Paul said, "I'm confident."
那这里呢，就是神所开始的工作呢。保罗说他非常的有信心。
Are we confident?
那你们有信心吗？
So your prayer is answered.
那你们的祷告是被垂听。
Whatever the Lord has started in your life, He's going to bring to completion.
那神在你们心里呢所做的工作呢他一定能够来完成。
Whatever he has started in your family, he will bring it to completion.
他在你们家庭所做的工他一定能够来完成。
In your children's life,
在你孩子的生命中。
In your whoever you are praying for, and he will do it.
还有就是你祷告的朋友他不管是谁他都能够来完成。
It's amazing. We before we left, the night before we left, and we met another couple.
那我们离开的前一天晚上呢，我们遇到了一个夫妻。
And they just came back from Dallas, Texas.
他们从那个 Dallas 的在德州的一个地方过来。
And they said, "We want to see you."
他就说，哦，我们想来见见你。
And this couple just come to our home, our sister's home.
那这个夫妻呢就来到就是我们住的那个家。
I remember this lady.
那我就记得这个 姐妹。
Because she practiced a kind of qigong in China. It's a Buddhist meditation with power. What happened was that's in 1999. The many demons was cast out of her.
那我就看这个姐妹呢，因为她练气功，然后呢，在这是1999年的时候的事情。那他因为练这个呢，就是当时就很多邪灵就从他里面被赶出来。
Actually, it stirred their church.
那这个事情呢，也搅动了他们的教会。
Because this group of people, they are filled with the Holy Spirit, they start praying and doing lots of powerful things.
那因为我当时刚才讲那群人呢，被圣灵充满之后呢，他们就为这个教会祷告，然后呢，这个教会呢也出了就是一些。
So one Sunday,
有一个星期天,
and they were praying and worshiping, and basically demons manifest.
那有一次呢，他们就是在教会里面祷告敬拜的时候呢，就邪灵就显现。
So what happened was this group of people tried to help her, and very weird things happening on Sunday service.
那呢，这些姐妹弟兄姐妹要帮助这个姐妹。但是呢，就是很多奇怪的事情就在那个星期天的主日发生了。
So, that stirred the church.
那这个事情就搅动这个教会。
But anyway, later on, they started the new church, and she was there.
那后来呢，他们开启一个新的教会的时候呢，这个姐妹还也在那里。
Her husband is there.
那她的丈夫也在那里。
The amazing thing is that. They were filled with the spirit, and later on, she just had such a powerful healing ministry.
那呢，她就是被圣灵充满以后呢，她就有一个非常就是奇特的就是叫什么有能力的这个事工，就是祷告医治的这个恩赐。
Yeah, she told me about many things I did, and because we were praying for her, I didn't know what happened. She told me.A few days ago, so what happened that time? Said, "Wow."
那呢，这次回去的时候，他就跟我讲说，那个时候发生的一些事情，我自己都不知道的事情。
And anyways, and she said, "You know, Pastor Bing, don't worry. What you have saw, it all grow."
他就跟我说啊，王牧师，你不要担心，就是你撒下的种子，它一定会长起来。
And he's every morning from 6 to 8, he's leading a harp on the ball worship through Zoom.People participate from different China, different cities.
那每天早上呢，6点到8点呢，他就会有祈雨炉的敬拜。那就是从中国还有世界各地的人都会加入他这个祈雨炉这个敬拜，在通过就是网络。
And she told me that the transgenders also participate, start changing. It's very painful, but they start, Lord start blessing them. Is that right?
那甚至一些就是变性的，然后他们在这个聚会当中呢，都得到了医治。
And the depression, the people of depression get healed.
那还有就是得抑郁症的，然后也得到了医治。
And she told me, Pastor Bing, don't worry.
他就跟我说，牧师不要担心。
Of course, they also went through a lot of hard times.
那当然，他们也经历很多苦难。
But amazing, Lord blessed their business.
但是呢，就是神就是祝福他们的这个生意。
Lord gave her husband a very special gift.
那神呢，给他这个丈夫呢一个非常 特别的一个恩赐。
But anyways, to make the story short, her husband was an amazing person, just fear the Lord, but good at business.
那这个他这个弟兄呢，就是非常的敬畏神。
Now he, they have a team. They have six hotels.
他们有一个团队，然后他们有六家酒店。
He just shared one thing is related to this passage.
那他也同样的分享了一个，就是关乎刚才我们读的这个经文。
He said, "Lord, just give me a gift. When I see a hotel, old hotel, I immediately know what's the product."
What's the product?
Product.I'm going to renovate, I'm going to redo it, and eventually it's going to be a very beautiful hotel.
那他说呢，神给他一个恩赐，就是呢，他当他看到一个就是一个旧的、老旧的、陈旧的酒店呢，他就能够想象说，哎，我怎样来装修，能够把它变成一个非常好的一个酒店。
And this is very easy for him.
然后对他来说呢，这件事情也非常简单。
He said, "This is just very easy for him."
对他来说，他自己说这是非常简单的。
He can envision and he can also get people together.
他可以就是能够，能够预估这个产业，然后他也能够把这些团队建起来。
Amazing, and the Lord just entrust him with finance.
那神呢也把这个财富呢就是放在他的这个身上。
Maybe I shared many some time ago. There was a special man in Montreal. Lord tested him with tithing.
那我之前可能有分享过这个，就是呢，有一个 Montreal 的一个弟兄呢，神在十一奉献上呢试炼过他。
And I will repeat the story.
那我再讲一次这个故事。
And he was difficult in tithing.
那对他来说呢，就是十一奉献非常困难。
But somehow he listened to messages and he said, "I will try to do it."
那他听了一些讲道呢，他就说：“哦，我想要就是做这个十一奉献。”
And then once he prayed, "Lord, if I do my tithing, could you make my business double?"
他就跟神祷告说：“哎，如果我十一奉献，你能不能让我的这个生意能够翻倍？”
And the Lord did.
那神确实也做了。
And the second time he prayed, "Lord, if I do this, this Thai thing, could you make my business anyway triple whatever?"
那他第二次又做同样祷告，就是类似的，就是如果我做这个十一奉献，你能不能让我的生意翻三倍啊？一类的祷告。
The Lord did it.
那神还是做了。
He was really fearful.
那他就是做完以后，他就非常的敬畏。
Because he said the Lord is so real.
因为呢，他说神这么真实。
You know, this group of people in Montreal, just like Mary. Mary is one of the typical. They have very high education.
那呢，就是这群在 Montreal 的弟兄姐妹呢，就有点像 Mary 其中一个，就是非常
very smart,
知识非常聪明。
They graduated from, you can name the names, 清华 University, 北京 University, you know.
那他这些人都是名牌大学毕业，清华、
复旦 University。This people are very smart.
那这些人是非常聪明的一群人。
But when the Lord show himself true, they are also very smart. They just get it.
那当神向他们显现的时候，他们也是同样非常的聪明，抓住神。
I also shared the story that maybe you can recall. And once he went to a meeting and.A French-speaking conference, and these people were praying.
是一个人吗？其中一个人吗？
Many people were.
就是他，我之前可能也分享过这个经历，就是呢，有一次有一个法语的一个讲道，有很多人都去参加。
That French church, if you know, if you're familiar with the homecoming movement, there's a dancing church, dancing team. That's the church.
你知道，就是如果你有参加过回家这个聚会的话，你就知道了。他们这个回家聚会的时候会有一些跳舞的团队。那这个教会呢，这个法语教会呢，就是这个跳舞敬拜团队。
The pastor just started has a vision, and her daughter just have the vision to dance. They dance every day. That very high level dancing.
那呢，这个教会呢，这个牧师还有他的女儿就领受一个意向，就是说他们要跳舞敬拜，所以呢，他们每一次敬拜呢都会跳舞，而且是就是非常好的一个舞蹈。
if you go back to watch some of the videos for the meetings, it's very high level classical dancing, like ballet, and it's amazing.
那如果你回去看一些就是之前这些聚会，就是回家敬拜的团队呢，他们跳舞都是一些非常古典的、非常好的舞蹈，就包括芭蕾啊这一类的。
So this brother went to that church after they dance, the Holy Spirit just move. They start praying and pray for this brother also.
那呢，这个有一个弟兄呢，就是参加了这个法语的聚会，然后他们在一起祷告、敬拜、跳舞，然后这个弟兄呢就被圣灵充满。
So.So a vision said there's a horse which is running, horse, and no one can catch it but come to him and stop. I think I shared this some years ago. Do you remember any of this?
那这个就是这个团队为他祷告的时候呢，他们就看到一个异象，就是有一匹马就一直跑，没有人能够抓住。但是这个马呢，来到这个弟兄面前呢，这个马就停住了。
And what happened was in Quebec.One business fall into his hands. It's a big, big business.
然后呢，就是这个事情呢，就是在魁北克呢有一个很大的一个生意，这个生意就落在了这个弟兄身上。
Basically, they are going to put an electronic device on their cash, you know, for depaners and small stores, cash machine, so that they can government want to make sure they pay the tax.
那就是他这个生意呢，就是在每一个商户家的，就是他收钱的地方呢，放一个装置，就是能够确保，这个政府知道他到底有收益多少，能够来上税。
So basically, in Quebec, there are thousands, tens of thousands.
那在魁北
克 depaners and stores, basically, this brother did all this.
那你想看，就是在 Montreal 所有的生意的场所都有这个。弟兄装的这个装置在他们的 cash register 上面。
So that's what happened is the Lord knows this brother is a good steward of money.
那为什么呢？因为神知道这个弟兄呢是神的钱财的一个好管家。
Because sometimes I went to Montreal, you know, I just go to Montreal, meet some people, and his wife gave me a bunch of cash, you know, a lot of cash.And put in my pocket. I said, "Where do you give to me? You give to your church."
那有一次，就我去 Montreal 的时候呢，这个弟兄的太太呢，就塞了很多现金在我的口袋里面。然后我就说，哎，不要给我，你给你教会。
She said, "We have money to give to the church. Don't worry."
然后这个姐妹说，哎，我们有钱给教会。
Then she told me the story how her husband.You know, about tithing, struggling about tithing and this vision and how all the business fall into hands.
那后来这个姐妹就跟我分享说她当时就是这个弟兄的这个见证一开始不能够实际奉献直到后来可以实际奉献然后还有教会为她祷告这个马的这个见证等等。
And she said, the more you give, the more the Lord will entrust to you.
然后她就说哎你给的越多神就能够寄托你的更多。
You know, this time when I see her, see them, what happened?
你知道这一次我们见到
guess.
发生什么
You guess.
They gave you triple.
They give me all the, a lot of cash again.
这次是他又塞给我很多现金。
Because they have this hotel business. I don't know, they maybe just go to one of the hotels. But anyways, so... this time I said you don't need to give to me again and but she said don't worry Pastor Bing
然后他当然他因为他现在有这个酒店生意嘛然后我去的时候我就跟他说哎你不要这次你不要给我钱了他说没关系我们有钱是这个意思吗
yeah because the husband and the wife they fear the Lord and love the Lord
因为呢这个弟兄跟这个姐妹呢就是敬畏神
the husband just support the wife the wife every morning 6 to 8Just discipling a bunch of people all over the world.
那这个弟兄呢，也支持这个姐妹的事工。每天早上6点到8点呢，这个姐妹就是做这个轻语的敬拜，然后服侍很多人。
They told us about even her daughter how, the Lord has prepared her husband.
那甚至她也就是讲了见证，就是关于神怎么为她女儿呢预备一个伴侣。
Now they have a granddaughter.
那现在他们已经有孙女。
She told me that I never saw a couple they love each other so much, young couple.
那他的见证就是说他从来没有见过一个年轻的夫妻能够这么相爱。
So they just love each other.
然后他真的，他们两个就是真的彼此相爱。
And she said, actually, the how Lord reveal step by step, you know how they meet.
那神呢，也就是开启他们，就是怎么样一步一步的，就是相见相遇。
I remember her daughter.
那我也记得她的这个女儿。
Those days, very young.
那个时候她还很小。
You know, things just happen.
那事情都是这样一步一步的发生。
You know.I always say, she told me, I didn't say the husband told me.
那我就是说，就是这个姐妹告诉我听，不是这个先生告诉我听。
Why I didn't mention the husband tell me?
我没有讲到是这个先生。
What do you think?
I don't know, he doesn't like to talk?
Very simple, the man does not talk much.
那为什么不是这个弟兄告诉我听的呢？是因为你知道男生都不太喜欢交流。
But I can see that he just love his wife. When his wife talk, he's happy.
那我就看出来他很爱他的太太。当他太太分享的时候呢，他就看着他太太，我就知道他爱他的太太。
You know, before we leave, we said, okay, let's pray together.
那我们离开之前呢，我就说，哎，我们一起祷告。
The husband is right. We sit beside me, hold my hands.
那呢，这个先生呢，就坐在我的右边，抱着我，我们一起祷告。
I know, you know, that's the gesture.
那我知道呢，这就是一个身体的一个
语言
身体语言。
They just know how important the prayer is.
因为他们知道呢，祷告呢是多么重要。
You see, the husband didn't talk much, but when they pray, right away.
那你知道这个先生呢是不怎么说话的，可是当我们说要祷告的时候，马上他就来。
You see, the husband does his own thing, his thing. Husband thing, wife does the wife thing.
那这个丈夫做丈夫该做的事情，这个太太做她太太该做的事情。
Simply what I see, this is only what I see. Maybe they have more. The husband just make money, do big business, and then pray, support his wife. That's all.
那我看到的就是呢，这个先生呢，就是赚钱，祷告，然后把赚的钱给他太太来支持他的事工。
The wife just honor.Her husband.
那这个太太呢？她做的就是来尊荣她的丈夫。
Love the Lord.
爱主。
Have such a freedom to serve.
有这样子的，在服事中有这样的自由。
But they are very united.
但是他们是非常合一的。
So I was very comforted.
那我就是被安慰。
Because I didn't know that time what happened to that little church.
那因为我不知道当时这个小教会到底出了什么事情。
Anyway, there are some other ones. They became pastors.
那呢，在这群人中呢，有一些人呢，后来成为了牧师。
There's a make the story short. This time, I met quite a few of the pastors.
那我这次呢，遇到了好多位牧师。
One is a retired pastor.
有一个呢是退休的牧师。
We had a meal together.
那我们在一起吃了个饭。
She was also filled with the Holy Spirit.
那她呢也是一样的被圣灵充满。
But she served in the last decade. She didn't use the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，她就是在服事的当中呢，并没有使用她这个圣灵给她的这个恩赐。
Because she was trained in a very traditional school and a traditional church.
因为呢，她是在一个非常传统的教育下，一个非常传统的教会长大。
She also encountered many things.
但是他也遇到了很多事情。
But anyway, she's retired.
那现在呢？他是退休了。
I said, now you are retired. You are free to use the Holy Spirit gift.
那我就跟他说，现在你退休了，你现在也是自由的，可以使用圣灵给你的。
I encourage her. You just use the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那我就鼓励他，你要用圣灵给你的恩赐。
I said, if God give you, if you are a chef, there's a sharp knife and a dull knife. Which one you use?
那我就跟他说，如果呢，神给你的恩赐是一个厨师，你会想要用一个锋利的刀呢，还是一个钝的刀
？Use the sharp one.
用那个锋利的刀。
She said yes.
他说是的。
I didn't blame her. You know, what happened was, I wish he had used the gifts for the last many years. She suffered much because of she was under human system. You know.
那其实我是。 更希望他能够使用他锋利的刀，因为呢他因为他就是在这个人的这个系统下呢，就是
But I didn't say anything because she served the Lord, she's faithful. Lord honored that.
那呢，神呢，就是我没有怎么多说，但是神他服侍神，神也就是纪念他。
The Lord honored.
神也就是尊荣他。
But it's I want to share with you. Sometimes we can choose different path.
那我就想讲，就是有的时候呢，我们可以选择不同的方法道路。
However, the Lord is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
Her children, she has three daughters, very blessed. The marriage is very blessed.
那呢，她有三个女儿呢，这三个女儿的婚姻呢非常好，很蒙福。
I remember those days, when she was filled with the Holy Spirit, she prayed for me, saw two visions for me, two different times, which was so important for me. I shared this time to her.
那我还记得当时呢，她为我祷告的时候呢，跟我讲了两个意象。那这两个意象对我来说是非常非常重要的。那我这次呢，也把这个她讲的意象又分享给她。
As encourage her continue to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那我就是鼓励她继续的用圣灵给她的这个恩赐。
Amazing.
就是很神奇。
But the brothers and sisters get prepared.
那呢，弟兄姐妹你们也要预备好。
Actually, one of the pastors want to invite us back.
那有一个牧师呢，也就是邀请我们回去。
Maybe some of you will come with me.
那说不定有其中一些人呢，也可以跟我们一起去。
Anyways, it's a There's a very beautiful connection there.
那有一个非常美好的连接在那里。
And they just love the Lord.
那他们就是这样子爱。
They're very fervent.
非常的火热。
Probably Lord train us here in Vancouver. There's something we can give.
那可能呢，神在温哥华呢，在这里操练我们，以至于我们可以呢给出去。
So, so in the future, they express they want to invite us back.
那呢，他们就讲说到之后呢，可能会邀请我们回去。
So, pray for this. So we are going to be a base, you know, Vancouver. Many prophets prophesied as an Antioch church, Antioch Church of Zion.
那这个就是我们为我们祷告，就为我们教会祷告，因为呢，这个神走发过预言说，温哥华呢会成为一个像安提阿教会的一个城市，
地方 yeah.
一个地方。
Many sendings.
就是安提阿教会就是差遣了很多就是使徒出去的一个地方。
So here, basically, my message is very simple. Whatever God has started, He will finish.
那我的这个星期的信息是很简单，就是神呢所开始的工作，他一定会完成。
And so from the stories, I hope every one of us is encouraged. And whatever you.Lord started in your life will finish.
那我希望大家被鼓励，就是不管神在你们身上所开始的任何工作，神都可以来完成。
You know, all of them went through many things in the last 20 years.
那呢，之前的二十年呢，这些人呢都经历过很多事情。
In our life, same many things. We have to go through many things.
那我们自己的生命也是一样，我们需要经历很多事情。
But in the Lord, it's different.
但是在主里面是不一样的。
Lord has called us.Everything will work together for those for the good for those who love God.
因为神说呢，就是万事都要互相效力，为叫爱神的人得益处。
So everything will work together for His calling.
那所有事情都会互相的效力，就是为了神给我们的这个呼召。
His blessings.
他的祝福。
Nothing will miss.
没有，你不会失去任何东西。
And everything will be accomplished.
所有事情都会能够来成就。
So, I think I ask my wife, Susan, to maybe share a little bit of what you feel.
那我也请我的太太来分享。
You don't need to.
感谢主，完这次去呢，我更多的时间是吃吃喝喝。然后呢
this time, most of the time, we're eating and drinking.
因为我在那边，我有很多很多的亲戚。
I have a lot of relatives in Montreal.
我吃到一个程度，我都求神感动他不要再请了。
To a point, I just pray the Lord they will not invite us to the restaurants anymore.
因为他们有个风俗，就是我们很多亲戚嘛，这个人请了，那一个人他不好意思，他也要请这样子。
So basically, we have a tradition, and if he invited us, other person saw, and he feels obligated to invite you.
就轮流，哎呀，一家一家一家。
So take turns.
然后我的亲戚呢，就是非常非常的有钱，每一个都很有钱，都是房地产。
So my relatives, they are all rich. They are doing real estate.
所以天天大鱼大肉的。
So everyday feasts.
基本上我们五个人都快生病了。
Oh, four of five of us almost got literally got sick.
对，因为没法拒绝。
So cannot refuse.
然后呢，就是说一直祷告说主啊，让我能传福音给他们。
So I prayed this in the Lord that we will share a gospel to them.
真的要继续祷告，他们就是对这个东西不开放。
So they are not so open to the gospel.
就是我讲我的，他讲他的。
So I share mine and they share theirs.
那我要想说，神说嘛，得时不得时都要传嘛。
I think you know the Lord says, in season or out of season, just share the gospel.
只有我姐姐呢，就比较愿意听。
So my sister loves to listen.
对，抱，因为她很多产业都在我的手上，在这呢。
Maybe she did not to listen because her properties actually which have joined, you know, here and in my hand.
开玩笑，但是她还是愿意跟我们一起祷告。
She's willing to pray with us.
她还是很感动我，就是把我姐夫把主卧房也退出来了，让我跟我姐姐住。
So, you know, I was very touched. My brother-in-law just gave the master bedroom to me and my sister.
我姐姐睡地板，我睡在她的大床上。
So, my sister sleep on the floor, I sleep on the king-size bed.
对，她就是要这么做，那我就接受了。
I didn't want to do this, I just receive.
然后天天就非常热情的招待，就简直是五星级酒店，新建的房子。
They really treat us well as like a five-star, six-star hotel.
继续为我的亲人祷告。
I just pray for my relatives.
就我就是跟他们讲，我说你们拥有很多，但是呢，你们之后你们去哪里都不知道。我们呢就有永生，我们知道我们去天父那里。
So I just share all the time to them. You have a lot here on earth, but where are you going after? You know later. But we know where we are going.
我去轮回啊，轮回。我说轮回啥意思？你轮回，轮回来轮去变狗也没什么意思。
They said I'm going to be reincarnated. I just told them if you become a dog, that's what's the point?
我说天堂多好啊。
So heaven is beautiful.
对，不管怎么样，我们就继续为我的亲人祷告。我这个负担很重。光吃喝吃都要生病，想想也没什么意思。
Keep praying for our relatives. You know, we eat, drink so much, but it's not so meaningful.
对，还有一个经历就很特别。
There's another experience which is very special.
就是我这次回去呢，我除了传福音，我就特别想念我就是牧师讲的这些主里的以前的弟兄姐妹，很久没联系。
Besides our relatives, we really miss the friends in the church.
就像牧师说的，他们现在都成为传道人了，都成为牧师嘛，大部分的。
So they all become pastors and ministers now.
那我神就特别感动我，就是要。请他们吃饭，所以为什么我们一天吃两顿，就这个意思。
So Lord also touched us to invite them to the restaurant. So that's why we eat twice in the restaurants every day.
因为我没办法在家请他们吃嘛，就去餐馆吃。
Because it's not easy to invite them to home because it's not our home.
对，我也做了心理准备，我就说我要就是祝福他们嘛，就是每次我都跟他们讲好，我就请他们，还要买东西送给他们。
So every time I just get prepared, we want to bless them and also buy gifts to them.
那我的确花了不少钱在这个牧者身上。
So I indeed spend quite some money on this.
那我心里很高兴，我觉得就是做在神身上。
I'm so happy because I'm doing this to the Lord.
但也很好玩，我也没想到这个牧者刚才分享的这个做生意的这个弟兄，大把钞票就塞给我，还是塞。
So it's very interesting that this businessman brother, same thing, and he just the cash just put in your pocket.
后来我会就想，哎呀，他给的跟我花在这木子身上正好差不多。
So the amount he has given to us is almost the same amount we spend on the pastors.
基本上我没花啥。
So I didn't really spend any.
我也没跟神要啊。
I didn't really pray.
所以我觉得神真是太贴心了。
So I said the Lord is really close to our heart.
不只是我得了大把钞票，我孩子也得了大把钞票。
Not only my, I get a lot of cash. My children also got a lot of cash.
我孩子就不知道都不认识爷爷奶奶的，就拼命给他们塞钱，200、300、200、100的这么塞给他们。
So my children, they don't know the, you know, this old grand uncle or you know, but they just give them.Money.
所以我觉得就是说，神就是爱我们在各样的这个细节，就是说，不管我们在哪里，我们的心就是说为主这个摆上，神都常常很多的这个意想不到的这个收获，这种祝福。
So, no matter where we are, as long as our heart is, you know, put offered to God, the God will.You know, bless us.
谢谢大家在我们的家哈为我们祷告，就是你们就是我们的家，就是我们的家人。
So thank you and our spiritual family.
有你们，我就觉得有个很强的后盾。
So when we have you and we have support on our back.
对，希望下次不只是我跟牧师去了，希望有几个弟兄姐妹跟我们一起去一个团队。那边我们就是有很多人都 ready 接待我们的。
So next time when we go,、
啊、
I hope not just pastor and me and pray,、
啊、
maybe brother sisters come,
是
and they are ready to receive us.
对，跨出去第一步就是经济上的信心嘛。
So the first step is of course about finance.
对，当你跨出去，我觉得神都会供给。
When you make the first move, the Lord will provide.
特别在服事上，服事传道人啊什么的，真的要有信心，对，有信心跨出去，神真是很纪念。
So when, especially when you receive the ministers, when you step out, and the Lord will remember.
这次的经历让我很感动。
This time I was really touched.
因为我真的没想到这个姐妹。那么久了也没见，也不知道他什么状况。他的分享啊，他的很多东西，就是不只是这个姐妹，很多弟兄姐妹。那一天就是说，牧师在那个教会讲道的时候，就是
not just this sister, you know, I was a long time didn't see her, but also some other people. On Sunday, pastor was preaching in the church.
一群就是。比较新的新信主的弟兄姐妹。
There's a group of new people.
讲道完牧师讲完道之后呢，就呼召他们出来接受祝福。他的牧师让王炳牧师给他们祷告。
So after preaching, their pastor asked them to come out to receive the prayer.
太神奇了，太神奇了！就是给这些弟兄姐妹祷告呢，他有很多的这个叫做知识的援引。
So when he was praying for this group of people, and the word of knowledge just come.
几乎每一个人祷告，他们就领受的非常的，就是说又哭的又什么的，就是很被得着。
So when they were prayed, and they really receive weeping, and they just receive a lot.
就是说，牧师根本不认识这群人。
A pastor do not know them.
有一对夫妻啊，就特别神奇，就是牧师祷告就一直说，你们要忍耐，你们要忍耐，还有很多其他的，就是这个词特别突出嘛，他祷告的时候。
There's one couple, and when the pastor was praying and prayed for patience, patience, patience.
他们就另外一对夫妻也拼命哭，拼命哭，什么意思
？So they just cry, cry, cry.
后来呢，在吃饭的时候，他们分享这对夫妻，他专门等到最后，就是让所有的人祷告完，他专门等着看着牧师祷告的。就是对不对？有没有就是跟这些人的情况真不真实？
So, this couple they wait until the last minute because she was observing, and if pastor what pastor prayer was right.
后来呢吃饭的时候他就一直抓着我们讲，他说你知道吗，刚才牧师给的每一个人祷告就正好就是他们的情况。
And then he said when in the lunch he said when Pastor prayed for them it's exactly on the point.
特别那对夫妻就说牧师一直祷告说你们还忍耐，他们正在签离婚协议。
So this couple, pastor was praying for patience, patience, endurance. Actually, they are signing the divorcing paper.
所以他说我等到最后是为了要知道看看，因为他们从来没接受过这个。
Because they never received this kind of service.
对，看到这个牧师祷告的领受是不是从神来这么意思。
They want to see if the pastor is receiving from the Lord.
所以看到就是说，当我们走出去的时候，好像就是说那个神的恩膏很强。
So when we step out, the Lord's anointing is very strong.
所以呢，他们一直说你们要回来呀，要回来帮助我们。
So they also ask us to come back to help them.
他们对这个圣灵的就充满，就非常的饥渴。
They are really thirsty about the infilling of Holy Spirit.
对，到一点程度，我都有一点觉得惭愧，我就没有他们那么饥渴。
So to a point, I feel sorry for myself because I'm not as fervent as them. You know,
感谢主也是对我很大的激励。
Thank Lord, this it's such a encouragement for me.
对 ，Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah.